Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Daytime After Dark. I am so excited. I'm always excited, but more than usual, I'm excited because I'm interviewing one of my favorite people, one of the sweetest people on the planet, I think. So, you know, I'm so excited. Today, we have T.C. Warner back. I am so excited. I'm really excited. I love T.C., like I said, you know. She could be back in daytime, and my life would be complete alone. So let's bring on T.C., and we are going to talk to her about her new movie, The Man Who Thought He Was Sabadala. Gosh, I hope I got that right. And so going on TC. Hi, TC.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Good. Okay, I will say this again, and I don't care how many times I say, until you get back in daytime, I will not be happy.
Oh,
TC back in daytime, and I will confess this to you. Paul Pat 90210 on the Wizener one that you were on, and they had the graduation and stuff the other day. So I hadn't watched it, and I kind of watched you like 74 times, and I'm like thinking, wait a moment. Why can they bring her back to the reboot? I mean, that idea just clicked in my brain. I'm like, wait a moment. 90210 is back. You know?
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah,
they brought
absolutely.
Back Crazy Emily Valentine. So, I mean, come on.
They should bring Toby back. They should bring her back. Absolutely.
People get on Twitter and tweet that. So you are working on a new movie. Oh, is the movie already out, or is it going to be out?
No, we're still filming right now, and it was the man who thought that he was Salvador Dali, the very well-known painter. And we're still filming, and I play Tessa Crush Arendt. And it's a very fun role, a lot of improv, and it's the same director that I worked with years ago, and he called me up and said, I've got this great project, I want you in it, and I said, absolutely, I'd love to work with you again, and then the ball started rolling, and it's been tons of fun, and we've already filmed quite a bit. We still have a bit to go, and it's just one of those films that it's not a stereotypical following the Hollywood formula. It's not a, you know, a little love story or anything like that. It's very fun, spontaneous. It's funny. And it also shows sides of Salvador Dali that have not been thought of or discussed before, because the director, Philippe Mora, is such a well-known historian. And he's done so much work on the artistic end that this film is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be full of a lot of surprises and a lot of moments of laughter and moments of awe. So it's really a lot of fun.
Will it be in the theaters? Do you know?
That's
be like on Amazon, or where can people find it when it's done?
I don't know exactly where the distribution channel is at the moment, because we're still currently filming. So the man who thought that he was Salvador Dali is still in production, and the distribution is in the process right now. So I don't have an end point of it will be out on such and such day. So we're not there yet. But thank you for bringing up 90210. That was wonderful. I love that they're doing the reboot and the whole method that they're bringing into this reality aspect of it. And I think that the character Toby would be a wonderful attribute to some of their storylines. I really do. I think she was an integral part of their storylines when she was on as junior editor. I think that there's a lot of stuff that they could add in and use her character for and bring her back on.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I love it that it's, pop because I'm watching it, and then I have 3 episodes of the new one, and I'm really thankful it's Labor Day because all I'm going to do besides have lunch with my best friend tomorrow and do a show tomorrow, all I'm doing on Saturday, Sunday, Monday is watching everything on my TiVo because my TiVo won't record next week. And so, I need to catch up for the fall program. So I'm like, okay, I'm not complaining it's Labor Day. This is perfect. You get to sleep in and you get catch up with everything you should have caught on weeks ago. So, yeah, I'm really, I am bad. I am so bad. If anyone asked me what's been happening on the soap this week, I would have to lie right now because I had the faintest idea. But I want to talk to you about all my children because that is a world that was made for you. I still, after all these years, I still love Kelsey. And do you keep in touch with anyone from All My Children still by anything?
I do. And, it's interesting that you say that because I don't know. I mean, I think all of the roles, because the writers in daytime are so phenomenal and they have such a tough job to do. I respect their work entirely. And the character of Kelsey had such a deep background. And Lorraine Broderick did such a great job with her. And, a lot of the people in daytime, the crew, they're like a very large family, and they swim around, and a lot of the characters will move from one soap to the next to, because these characters get well-defined, and then they just start building and building and building. Where do you think that Kelsey would land today?
Well, if you run into any of them, try and get them on the show because I would love an interview. Like I was telling Lisa, one of her PR person who I love. Hi, Lisa. I know you're probably listening, so I wanted to say hi to you.
Yes.
But I would love an interview them. And I mean, you played such a big role on My Children. I mean, giving up you, baby, to Edmund and Maria. But I felt so sorry for Kelsey. I'm like, oh, maybe she should keep it back. Then I was like, okay, maybe, even though Edward and Maria needed a baby, I'm like, well, but you cannot do that with poor Kelsey. So in my mind, I was always torn on what you should do. I'm like, okay, is she making the right decision? Because, I was always tone on the decision for you, even though I wasn't the one making it. I'm like, they could just, have the baby half and half. And, I was thinking of that, but, and I love the fact that you were with Bobby on All My Children. Kelsey and Bobby were really cute, I thought. even though I really thought Kelsey should have been with Leo, just to make Greenlee a little mad, I thought, that would have been a good, plot point, but, we did not have Twitter back then, so... I couldn't you know, I couldn't treat it and it didn't happen. So, but now that we have two, that I think the fans get to say more than most people. So, you know, nowadays. So, you know, and I think about, I'm glad for you that Trudeau and all that wasn't there when you were doing 90210 because you didn't have the paparazzi all after you. Well, they had them, but, like, we didn't see, you know, bad things from or good things from the next morning. So I think in that respect, you guys were safe. Other than now that everything a celebrity does, you know, they get in trouble the moment it happens. So in a way, you know, 20 years ago, you were safe.
Yeah.
And so how did it come about with this new movie you were working on? How did that come about?
Well, this is the same director that I worked with on Snide and Prejudice, and where I played Tessa Percival and Ava Braun and a few roles in that film. And that was the same movie that I was shooting during the awards of All My Children, that I won the award for Best Young Female Newcomer. And it was the same director, and he's just such a wonderful director to work for. And we stayed in touch throughout the years, and he called me up and said, I've got this film and I want you in it. I think you're perfect for it. And I said, hands down, I'm there. So that was, it was one of those gifts that came my way because I've worked with him before and he knows that I'm good at improv. So that came about, but one of the things about All My Children that you were mentioning about the storyline is that they were creative in creating their conflict so that you saw it on both sides. That you had the sympathy for the Kelsey character that was giving up her baby, but you also saw that she was really not a strong candidate to raise this child. That the child was probably better off in Edmund and Maria's hands than it was in Kelsey's because she just wasn't, that wasn't what her intent was, is to raise a child. That's not what her goal was. So, you know, she, of course, she wanted, all through the year, she desperately wanted somebody to love her. She, you know, fell in love with almost everybody that would pay attention to her. So she was, you know, very connected. I don't know if you remember the character that Ben Jorgensen played or Danny Cosgrove played, and then of course, you have Cameron Matheson, and she just kind of, anybody that paid attention to her, she was just sort of starved for affection. So she was looking for and needing that love and attention. But the writers were very clever in how they handled not only the gay storyline, the adoption storyline, you know, and that was during a time where it wasn't hush-hush about it, but they were bold enough to bring it to the surface, to say it's out there and people are accepting of this kind of a topic. Let's address it and hear the characters, and they're strong enough, they can play it. But where do you think that Kelsey would be today? In what soap opera do you see her today?
Well, that is really true. And, you know, if I saw you on a soap today, I think Kelsey, well, you know, I mean, not Kelsey, you would, I think you would belong in Salem. I think you would fit into being, but I would want you to be like a bad girl for once, because Kelsey was just so nice and so sweet, well, sometimes. But but I just want to see you coming at bad girl, you know, maybe you're a demure. You could go over to the hospital and play the role that I would love to play, is Carly's long-lost sister, and I think you and Laura White actually would be perfect. So, you know, either I want you to go to Dave's or Central Hospital, or, you know, but if I had you to go on board and Beautiful, the only problem is it's only on for a half an hour, and so I wouldn't see you that much, so that kind of waits you for that. So, even though, you know, I would want you back on soaps, or you could go Y&R and play this new character who comes to town and take the Newmans down, and you can help the Abbots take the Newmans down. So, like, I have you, like, on all the three biggest soaps. So, soapcasters, if you're listening to this program, I just gave you a bunch of scenarios that you should do, because I think you would do grain soaps again. And I will try my hardest to get you a 90210, the new one.
Okay.
You know, it's too bad you don't know Tori Spelling personally, because, but wait a moment. I know her brother, Aaron. This could work out there. Well, I could just tell Aaron to tell Tori to call you and get you on 90210. And him and I are pretty good friends. So that could actually work. My little evil plan could work. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I would love to talk to you for the whole half an hour, but David and Bobby would kill me, and when I say they would kill me, I think that is really true in some aspects, so especially because David, you know, was the one that reached out to you, even though I reached out to you months ago, but you never saw my message on Facebook.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay, but technically, you know, David did, so, you know, but I'm going to bring on Bobby first.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby.
Okay.
Hey, TC.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Hey, it's great to talk to you again. I know it's been a while.
Talk to you.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if Carly allowed birthday calls during her birthday show, to ask you about what was it like to work with the late, great Luke Perry from the old 90210 days. Because I know that, he passed away last year, and it was just hard for his fans to you know, take the step, because he was doing well on his show, Riverdale, as well as he talked to possibly join the reboot 90210, which, of course, will never happen because, but hopefully, like Carly said, it would be great to have you back on the Remnants on Old Times and stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean Luke was he was always what I would call one of the more humble, down to earth people I've ever met. And when I was first on the show, I think my car had broken down or something happened, and I needed a ride to the set. And he was gracious enough to pick me up and take me numerous times back and forth from and to the set. So it was, and so, you know, we got to know each other just as friends during the car rides, which car rides in L.A. tend to be quite lengthy because you just get to the grocery store is 40 minutes. But at any rate. So he was always really nice. I just kind of felt like he was one of those guys that you went to high school with and was always your friend. And and you could tell him anything. He's not going to bear any judgment. So it was, you know, we just became friends, and that was it. I never really kept in touch with him. I think that was right when he started dating his wife at the time. And so he was, he was just talking wonderfully about her, and it was a good friendship. There was nothing.
Right.
You know, he was very gracious and kind and offering, you know, do you need me to pick you up? Do you need me to take you? What do you need? You know, we'd run lines and do stuff like that. And he was just always a help. He was very welcoming. And
yeah.
Garth was very welcoming. Everybody was really nice. Gabrielle Gutierrez was really, really
right.
wonderful. I mean, she was the scenes
yeah.
with her and Jason were
mm-hmm.
mostly where I was doing the interaction. And
right.
and they were both, Jason was very funny and Gabrielle was very down to earth
mm-hmm.
and right on check, always knew her lines and was happy to rehearse lines and you know,
right.
showed you the ropes and stuff like that.
Mm.
So it was a great
yeah.
place to work. But
yeah.
Luke was always very nice. There was no attitude. There was no ego. There was no agenda.
Well,
other than with Shandori
at the time, but that's different. That was just from
mm-hmm.
what you seen with the tabloids with Shan at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Shan even herself got redeemed and. After doing well on Charm for a while and before coming back to this series. So
uh-huh.
So I'm just proud of what she has done in her, what I'm calling a comeback, because after what happened in the past, was the past and everything else. And mm-hmm. I want to ask you a quick question. You worked with Eva Lou on All My Children. I think,
correct.
And Carly, you might want to agree with me on this, I think it would be great to get her on Young and the Restless so she can reunite with Eva LaRue. I mean, I would love to see.
I would love to see Celeste and
whoever character TC can have become friends or get into a conversation or maybe have a little fight, especially if it's with one of the Morella's boys.
Right. No, that'd be a great idea.
But I'll let you go so you can talk to David or Brian or Maggie or whoever else is going to be on before you get off there. And I wanted to say it's a pleasure to talk to you again. I'm sorry we couldn't connect during the birthday show because it was kind of my birthday show too, because my birthday was a couple of days.
I think Bobby and I are going to have to combine our birthday now because we are a day apart. So, yeah.
we're basically twins.
Bobby, let's not go that far.
Anyways, Carly.
I mean, we can't because you're older than me. I love the fact that you're older than me because the fact that I don't like getting old. So the fact that you're older than me, I'm like happy about. So you know. So, Bobby, do you have any more questions?
Nope, I think I have everything I've had to talk to TC about Shandori and about my idea of getting her on Young and Restless.
Wonderful. Thank you.
No, not Shandori. Luke Perry. I'm taking that back. Luke Perry. Not Shandori.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Bobby, I will bring on David.
All right.
Maybe. No. By the way, TC, thank you for calling into my birthday show. And, you know, like I said, now I should combine my birthday show with Bobby just because we are a day apart and maybe But now I have to take the limelight off me, so I don't know how I feel about that. So, but I will bring on David.
Okay.
Hey, David.
Oh, Claudia. TT, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on. Okay.
Thank you.
I just saw you on a recent episode of Married with Children. We would like working on that.
Oh, I loved working on that show. You know, one of the funny things about that show is that a producer a long time ago kept coming up with this advice that every time I'd cross his path, he'd say, you know what, TC, don't ever do this. you know what, you'd never ever be right for this. You'd never, don't even bother with thinking about these types of roles. Well, one of them, he said, you know what, don't even bother trying to play the bimbo. And so I went, really? Because that's acting. Anyway, so then I got to do Married with Children, and I was in this tight red dress and a little bit of extra stuffing up above to accentuate the curves. And then I ran into him again. He said, you know, TC, I can't believe I actually saw you on Married with Children as Bud's girlfriend. And I said, yes. He goes, but, you know, just stay away from, you know, you're definitely not soap opera material. Well, we know where that story went, right? So then I landed on All My Children. So I loved playing on that show because the sitcom, the timing of the sitcom is you get to actually do it in front of a live audience. And then the final episode is taped in front of a live audience. And I love that aspect of it because it's not that they're just playing the laughing role. You know what I mean? It's the audience is actually laughing because it is actually funny.
I agree.
So that aspect is really fun.
Yeah, I agree. I read that you appeared on Blossom. You appeared on Blossom.
Yes, I did. Yes. Blossom was great, too, because I played an anorexic bulimic. And they, you know, they brought light into the dark about making fun of, you know, I said, excuse me, I need to go to the restroom. And everybody knows, you know, in the storyline, they're like, she shouldn't go to the restroom right after she ate. You know what I mean? So they pulled in some light of the dark. Because behind every comedy is tragedy and vice versa. But, yeah, that was a great show to work on.
Yeah, I like Blossom, yeah. And are you watching the 90210 rerun, reboot? Are you watching the 90210 reboot?
The 90210 reboot? Yeah, I'd love to see that show. I think it's
awesome.
Great. We were talking about that earlier. And I would absolutely love to be on that show. That's such a, it's a great dynamic. They did such wonderful casting in that show, and I was blessed to be part of it. I would come back in a heartbeat.
Yeah, great.
Well, we will make it happen.
Awesome. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And David, did you have any more questions?
No. Thank you for coming on.
Really?
Come back.
Wow.
Oh, well, thank you, David.
Thanks, David. And I have just a couple of questions. So, because we are talking about TV and everything. So is there a TV show by now that you are addicted to and you've been binge-watching it lately?
You know, one of the shows that I love to watch, and it's my husband and I actually like to watch, Criminal Minds. We like to watch NCIS, all the NCISs. And I also like to watch Grey's Anatomy. When you talk about binge watching.
Me too. Oh, my God. Yes.
And,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? You know what I can't stand it? Because I played a nurse on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. It's a recurring role. And the interesting thing is that I'm the kind of person that can't stand the sight of blood. I can't stand needles. I just start having a panic attack if I see a needle. And I'm watching Grey's Anatomy, and I just turn away when they're doing this and imagine, okay, I know that that's really not a human heart. Oh, my gosh. Okay, are they done? I'll peek. And I watch. I just watch for their backstory of what they're doing and, you know, stuff like that. But I like that show.
Love Grey's. I have four of them from last season because my point of view is, the season finale is always, from May until, you know, they come back on. I'm like, okay, what did that mean? And so this year, I vowed not to watch Grey's Anatomy and NCIS LA until they came, you know, until Labor Day weekend fall. I only have 3 weeks to, drive everyone crazy with all my questions, why did that happen? because I watched all my Chicago shows when they ended, and I was driving everyone crazy because I'm like, wait, that didn't make sense. That ending did not make sense. So now I have learned that when you have primetime TV shows, people just wait until like the end of summer, because there's not much on during the summer, and then you can catch up on everything. And that's halfway why my TiVo is full. But do you and your husband have like a favorite place to go for dinner? And yeah, that was my next question.
We like to go hiking. We like to go out to dinner. We like to take the kids out by the river, and we're really outdoors type of people. So we're not really watch TV when we go to bed and or catch up on the soaps and all that stuff. But you know, one of the things that we love to do is we love to tell stories and have the kids make up stories and write children's stories, because it keeps the kids' minds more creative and active. So that a lot. Yeah, and their stories, it's just, you know, I look at their imaginations and I go, was I like that when I was a kid? Probably, but nobody sat down and said, okay, let's, but when we have all these characters, if the characters have these storylines and these stories keep going on and on and on and on, and it's fun because we have our own little stories that carry on with the kids, and their imaginations are so out there. They're just beyond belief.
Well, exactly, and we want to thank you for coming on, and please tell Lisa to get a hold of me when the movie is out, so you can come on it, come on and promote it. We would love you to promote the show, the movie. We would love, you know, and we cannot wait for the movie to come out.
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Absolutely, and also, you know, tell everybody to join the fan club. We'd love to have more members in the fan club. So just reach out to all my promotions and join. It's free. It doesn't cost a thing.
Oh, perfect. I will do that. And thank you so much for coming on, and have a great night. And we cannot wait for you to come on again.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much for having me, and I send you guys big hugs, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Two, one. That was a great interview, Carly. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Carly, buddy.
You know, I was thinking, in a way, it would be kind of funny if you and I had joined birthday shows, and Maggie couldn't make it. She's just feeling really tired right now. And
I understand. She's in my prayers, and you, David, down in Florida, is in my prayers. I'm watching closely what this storm will do, and hopefully by Monday or Tuesday, you can give me an update on what's going on, but.
Well, hopefully, you know, hopefully everything will work out, you know, that's what hoping for, and I'm really praying for you, David, because I do not want you to get hit by the hurricane. I'm really worried about you. Will you be getting the hurricane?
Well, right now they're saying the track has moved, and it's putting the landfall between, and maybe you can help me out here, David, between Vero Beach and Jacksonville. Am I correct?
Yeah. It's up north for me, though.
Yeah, a little bit north.
It's up north.
Yeah, you should be okay, but it also might bring a lot of wind to Orlando by Labor Day Monday. But as far as us goes, we might get the what's left of it by this time next week. Hopefully not enough to ruin the weekend, hopefully as far as the weather goes, because I want to go to a football game next Friday night, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to be on the air in time unless the game is canceled because of the weather.
Next Friday night, hold on.
Yeah.
What date is next Friday?
We got no guess.
We might not have a show next Friday because we have Wally Cruz coming on. I'm so excited. I finally can announce it. We have Wally on Thursday, and we have Kathleen Gotti on Wednesday coming on the show. So,
and what time is the interview with Dr. O on Wednesday? As I like to call her in General Hospital. What time is Dr. O's interview?
And,
okay, 8 p.m. Eastern.
And you guys know how I feel about my Ned and my Dustin. And I might ask him to sing me a song. I'm disappointed you too, you know. But Zayedi cannot find out about this. Oh, I'm in trouble, remember? You know.
Kathleen,
we are back Wednesday. What time is Kathleen coming on?
8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. your time.
Okay.
8 p.m.
I was just making sure that you didn't schedule that for 3 p.m. our time or 2 p.m. our time, and because I was just making sure because I had to switch Wednesday with Labor Day as far as my off day goes. But I'm going just before Labor Day.
Bobby, I am so happy about Labor Day only because I have so many shows on my TiVo right now that my TiVo is mad at me. And
my
DVR has Hallmark Channel and Lifetime movies on it, so I guess we're both wrong.
So,
have you seen Rebecca's movie on Hallmark Channel?
So tomorrow night, you guys, we have Tom B coming on. I can't say his last name correctly. So
I think we talked to him a few weeks ago, did we?
Yeah, this time I read his book, and it was one of the books I could not put down. Put it this way, his brother killed his mother with a baseball bat. And it was how the whole family was really destroyed, and everything is it was a good book to read about forgiveness and everything. So
tell Tom I said that he gives my best regards because I'll be unable to make it tomorrow night because I'm gonna be kind of busy tomorrow night. But just tell him that I said that I give him my best regards.
You're not gonna be here tomorrow night, David. I mean, Bobby.
Well, I can't break it. Well, I already have set a date already for tomorrow night, so it's gonna be kind of just bad timing, but
I don't like it when you're not on.
I'll be here.
But David will be there, and I'm sure you'll probably get Brian and maybe the other David and maybe Maggie if she's feeling well. But I'm sorry. I mean, don't kill me.
I can kill you because if I say that on the air and you wind up dead, I am the suspect, so I can't really say that. And I just want to say that do not watch the news because the news is making Colimo mad, and we have a problem because his campaign, because I don't even want to say his name. If I say his name, I get physically ill. So if one of you wants to say his name, you can, but I will get physically ill.
Dump.
Thank you. Is now being a big donated of his campaign. And so is McDonald's, but I still have to go to McDonald's because that's the only place my grandma will eat, you know, because she's 92 whatever.
Yeah. Well, I know what you mean about Carly. I know what you mean because he's campaigning in North Carolina in my town. I think the same day that he's going to have Wally Kurt on the air. So I understand.
And I just want to make a formal announcement. If you have a grandmother and she's, you know, 90, and make sure your grandmother doesn't talk on the cell phone while driving. Because basically, my grandma ended up, you know, 30 minutes away from where I live, and it was like she took the freeway, which she's not supposed to take the freeway, and she ended up lost, and my dad had to go get her. And so now she's not allowed to talk on the cell phone. So I'm just saying for all those people out there, please don't talk on your cell phone while driving because, number one, you could get in an accident. Number two, you could get lost. So everyone out there, do not talk on their cell phone, right, people?
Right.
And I haven't watched, the only soap I really watched this week is The Ace, The Carson We Knew was so good. It was the best We Knew ever. And I just want to say, and Bobby cannot argue with me, I mean, David cannot argue with me today because I said so, but I want to say when John ripped off the mask and it was Kristen, it reminded me of General Hospital when everyone found out that was Faison. But the reveal of Kristen was kind of interesting how it all came down. But
yes.
I'm not going to give Ron Colavalli the credit for it.
Well,
yes.
Well, what I got to say is, where was Scooby-Doo in the game when we needed them for that Kristen thing?
We were too funny.
Because it reminded me of every Scooby-Doo episode at the end where Fred unmasks the perpetrator.
Yeah.
And,
that's what it reminded me of.
So, Nicole is coming back September 6th. So, yay, Nicole didn't really die. Yay.
We got Rob McTaffin coming back, too. Next week. Vivian.
Oh, and I just want to say I'm mad that we are losing Trip. I am not happy about this. I am not happy that Brandon Barras is leaving Dave. I am not happy about this.
I'm not happy about it either because I was starting to redeem my love for Gabby after my year of hatred for the woman.
No, you hate Gabby. Love Gabby.
But,
well, and we are going to end
this
because we have this so small.
Right.
But this,
well, Carl,
Bobby, if you cannot make it, just text me, or if you can, if, you know, you're available. Just
all right.
Let David.
But I just want to say right quick, I'll just say this on the next show, because I was going to just tell you that I'm thinking about going to Raleigh in March, on March 22nd, to see some GH stars in Raleigh, but I can tell you on the next show, since we're running out of time, the next time I'm on the air.
Well, have a great day, you guys. Night.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Good night, Kyle. Good night, Bobby.
Bye.